Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. So last week, I talked a little bit about how I had taken to doing some shopping. I have a shopping part. And it made me consider what prompted that. What prompted that part to get so active? Well, as I've mentioned, if you've been following me for a few weeks, that the second half of 2023 was very challenging. And part of that challenge was that due to a variety of situations occurring, I lost the ability to use quite a few of the coping mechanisms that I had developed while I was getting food and alcohol sober. And things that I have used since 2017 were really no longer available to me. Things like reading in a bathtub in the evening, being able to take walks in nature, having supportive conversations with women who could just hold space when I needed that support, being able to kayak, being able to do dot mandala painting, all of that that I have done for years was off the table. So my go-to list was no longer available for me. So what was I to do? Well, I can tell you what I did. I found out very quickly that I needed to come up with new coping skills. And so I found myself having to take my own advice. And this is advice that I give my clients. And I thought I would share it with you here, hopefully, so that you don't find yourself like me, where suddenly your coping mechanisms are no longer available. So here's my invitation to you. Be open to developing new coping strategies. You know, last week, again, we talked about my shopping parts. That's a coping mechanism. My YouTube watching parts, coping mechanism. What else? And both of those give me some joy. Do not get me wrong. But my invitation is, so that you don't end up flat-footed, is make a list of things that bring you joy. Shopping brings me joy. YouTube watching brings me joy. But what else could I do that might bring me some joy? So again, asking you, what brings you joy? Now, a word of caution. Unless you live in France, do not list visiting the Eiffel Tower. Why is that? Because unless you live in France or you're traveling to France on a regular basis, that's not something you have access to. I am encouraging you to find moments of joy. Joy to me are those small moments when I internally feel this warmth. And they sometimes happen when my cat is in my lap and he's purring, or if I'm getting a hug from a loved one. I sometimes feel like that if I'm out and about and I hear little children giggling and laughing. Their laughter is so infectious and that just fills me up too. It might be the anticipation I have of like this good novel that I have been waiting to read and I have time this Saturday afternoon to sit down and really enjoy that. Consider those sorts of things. Those are the things I'm asking you to note and write down so that if you find your current coping mechanisms unavailable to you, you've got a list of things that make you happy. So once I lost access to the things that made me happy, I found myself doing what I just said, things like listening to children laugh, holding my cat. And that also reminded me that once upon a time, 2 years ago, actually in 2022, I had tried a new hobby, but my system at that time would not allow me to do that hobby. My inner critics got so activated when I was trying to do it that I became paralyzed. I could not actually do the thing because the critic was always telling me I was doing it wrong or it wasn't right or you shouldn't even try that because you're just going to make a mess of it. And so it's funny, my retail therapy part got involved at that time as well. And I did purchase a lot of stuff, which of course the critic had things to say about that as well. But as I considered what could I do now that I couldn't do the things I'd been doing, I remembered this hobby. And I got curious, like, huh, I wonder if 2 years later, I've changed enough, if my critic has changed enough, if there's been more self-energy in the system, that I might be able to do this now. So I pulled out all the stuff, because I kept it, I paid for it, I kept it. And sure enough, I developed a new passion, and I have had so much joy from doing this new thing. It's called junk journaling, in case you've, it's kind of like a derivation of scrapbooking. And it's brought me so much happiness back into my life. I have used it on really hard days, and I find myself using it when I just need a quick 5, 10 minute pick me up. And so, as I was able to actually do this thing that I tried 2 years ago and could not, and you guys have heard me talking about acknowledging, accepting, and appreciating your parts, I went back to my critics and I thanked them for relaxing enough that they would now allow me to do this hobby, this junk journaling, without them being involved all the time. Now, I'm not gonna lie, there are times they definitely will say, "That's not straight. Oh, that's ugly." And I'm like, "Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you." So, again, my invite to you is make a list of moments that infuse you with joy. Figure out how can you bring more of those activities in your life. And don't be afraid to maybe go back and try something you tried a couple of years ago or more and see if you can do it now. You are not the same person you were 2 years ago. So I hope that this is helpful to you. I hope that you'll take my advice and write down the moments of joy that you have. And I hope that you never need them for the reasons that I did, that you're unable to do whatever your current coping strategies are. And drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss the weekly content. So, sending you guys so much love to you and all of your parts. Hope this is helpful, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.